Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Alpharetta, Georgia, it's time for Alpharetta Business Radio, spotlighting the area's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Welcome, everyone. We have four great guests in the studio today to talk about senior living and ways that you can move into senior living the easy way and enjoy a comfortable retirement. We also have a realtor, and we have a person that represents and runs a number of the senior living centers. So we have a great show. So I'd like to get started with you, Chris. You are with Smooth Transitions. Tell us about Smooth Transitions and who you help.
Well, we appreciate you inviting us on the show today, Chris. Smooth Transitions is a senior move management company. What we do is we actually go in and downsize seniors to move into retirement communities. For example, what we'll go into a house, perhaps they've been there 30 years, they're now in their 80s, and we go into the house, we'll actually pack the entire house up, we move them to their new retirement community. Then our second step would be that we would figure out the items that they want to give to their families, their friends, things of that nature. Then the third part of that is that we would take items that no one actually needs at that point that may have some value, and we can either have auction, estate auction on site, or we can take their items to an auction house and auction them off. At that point, you end up with some items that could be donated and then last trashed if necessary. In addition to that, what we'll do is actually help them find a realtor if they need to sell the house. We can do anything that they need. We can have the utilities disconnected and totally disperse the estate.
Well, you know, do you do yard sales, things like that? For you know,
we have.
Yeah, really?
We have. We recently did an estate sale on site up in the Buford area, in which we actually tagged all the items and sold the entire house out.
Wow. When you're working with a senior, what are their concerns? What do they tell you that, you know, is their biggest challenge in doing a move?
Well, really the thing is, most of the time they're pretty stressed, and the whole thing is, if you've lived somewhere a long time, they're uneasy about perhaps a community they're going to, having to give up all their life treasures, their possessions, and that is the biggest concern. So we come in, and one of our biggest strategies is to make sure that we handle their emotional stress and take that stress factor away. That is really what our difference is in say a mover and just the senior movers, where we're actually having empathy for the folks. And that's really where our company comes in.
I see. How many people have you moved so far, do you think?
Well, I don't know. Sherry, what are you?
Oh my gosh, I think we've had
probably about 8.
10.
10?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, where are you finding most of the people find out about your service? I'd never heard of such a service before.
Well, it's funny. We've gotten referrals from realtors who've sold a senior's home, and there's a deadline to close date, and the process is overwhelming. They need somebody to jumpstart it, to keep it focused and on track. And we've gotten it from there. Actual assisted living communities have reached out to us to help a senior move within the community. We've gotten a call to relocate a senior from out of state into a senior community. It's amazing where it does come from, because once you understand what we can do and what we'll deliver, they're like, oh, yeah, the light bulb goes off and the calls flood in.
From a woman's perspective, you know, how does moving a senior strike you? What is it about it that attracts you to the business?
I really love it because Chris and I have some personal experience in this with family members. We cared for my grandmother for 15 years. She lived with us. His grandmother lived with their family. And you see that emotional tie and how fearful they are of giving up their life and their lifestyle and that nobody's going to be there for them. And our services come in, and we've actually held seniors and let them cry on our shoulder. Physically cry because they're upset, you know, and we're there to calm them back down and get it back on track and keep them focused so we can pull it off. We want the family to take care of the senior, to focus on the senior and let us handle the rest.
Yeah. So it sounds like you're about, you know, half psychotherapist in this.
Well, that's right.
A little bit, yeah, a little bit.
Great. You know, what area of do you work in? You said you went out of state. I mean, do you have a territory you know, generally work in?
Well, we're based out of Johns Creek, and we cover a great deal of metro Atlanta. And we haven't physically been out of state yet, but we've been contacted of families moving them in state to the facilities here. Although we do have one senior who I'm waiting to hear from and maybe flying to Texas to unpack her.
Wow. when you're working with a senior, yeah, what and you have material and, you know, things from possessions, you know, what kind of advice can you give them about, you know, the options they have to, you know, to either give that to family or to other people or to sell it? What kind of things can you tell them to be, you know, that you can suggest as ways to dispose of, you know, property they can't take with them or don't want to?
Well, there's multiple things. We deal with auction houses, consignment shops, furniture consignment shops. There is the possibility of an on-site estate sale that could help pay for their relocation. That's always another plus. Donation companies will work with theirs if they have one of choice. If not, we have many who will come out and actually pick up the items from the house, which diminishes any cost there. Family and friends, you'd be amazed at some of the things they could give to their neighbors down the street that, oh, Sally liked this and she would really enjoy it. And it's like, okay, we'll pack it up. Let's get it to Sally, you know, or they have children. We'll sort it out into different boxes, pack it up with their name on it. And it's like, okay, this is designated for them.
Oh, super. Does that prevent, you know, conflict in families because you're kind of like the third party doing this?
It does. It cuts down on the arguing or the children of seniors telling mom and dad what to do. And it doesn't matter how old you are, you're still a parent. So we're there to help calm that down a little bit because it's funny how many family members have already come and put their name on the bottom of this vase or that plate. It's like, okay, we'll take care of it from here.
And you know, Chris, part of it is it's not a job that that the children of the seniors can't necessarily do, but it becomes very difficult, time-consuming. Most of them live out of state, and so it's an overwhelming task. And that's really why we got into it.
Yeah, I see. If people want to get in touch with you, you know, how can they do that? Do you have a website and a phone number for them?
Yes, we do have a website. It's
moving4seniors.com.
Yes,
I've heard of families where, you know, one spouse finishes sentences for the other.
Oh, well, we've been married a long time, so that kind of works out. And we do have phone numbers. Chris's number is 770-713-5819, or they can call me at 678-628-7648.
Super. Can you wait around for our other two studio guests to speak with us for a moment?
Absolutely.
I'd be glad to.
Yeah, well, thank you. Holly, you're welcome to the studio. You're with Benton House. Why don't you tell our listeners what Benton House is and what it does?
So Benton House is a senior living community. Our newest one is going up in Alpharetta on Main Street in Cogburn. By senior living, Benton House really reaches out to those people who are as independent as possible, along with the people who have progressed dementia and things and other greater cares.
Oh, you mean people like me?
Yeah. That's a matter of the doctor, not me.
I was hoping for an official opinion here.
We'll be happy to help you. So we are a 55 and up community. We provide 5 meals a day. We provide security for people. So whether you're not feeling good and you'd like to have your dinner in your apartment, you can push a button. Something as small as that, to as I've fallen and I can't get up, you can push a button. There's 24-hour care there in our community. So that's a big source of security for families and for seniors.
Wow. You said you handled people with adult dementia. Mm-hmm. Is that in the same facility or different facility? How does that work?
We are all under one roof at Benton House. It's a one-level community, so you don't have to worry about an elevator or the basement or the attic or things like that. And families really don't understand sometimes when there's just 2 or 3 floors to a community, that when their loved one's getting on an elevator just to go to meals, they're getting on and off an elevator 6 times a day. So we really pride ourselves in the way that we're laid out and constructed. Now, when it comes to our memory care neighborhood, that is a secure neighborhood. Again, it's under the same roof, but it is a separate part of the neighborhood. It's in a separate corner. So those residents, there are fewer of those, so they have more care from the caregivers. And, again, it's under a secure keypad lock. They have their own courtyard. They have their own meals. They have their own dining room, their own apartments. And even their activities are specifically designed for the memory care. In regular senior living, we have activities that really stimulate the physical side and also the mind part of it. But in our Beacon neighborhood or our memory care neighborhood, those services are really narrowed down and directed to their memory care.
Now, where do your referrals and clients come from?
Well, everybody has parents. So the community, my job is to hopefully bring awareness to the community as a whole, as a new resource to those families. We do go to nursing and rehab facilities, so such as Golden Living or other ones in Atlanta. We offer a special program in all of our Benton House communities called the Step Down Program. So if you have a mom who maybe had hip surgery and went to the rehab, is getting better but not quite well enough to go home, you're not sure if she's going to fall again or if the home is really laid out right for her to get through and maneuver, Benton House offers a special program where they can come and stay for a month at a highly discounted rate and get all of their meals, all of their cleaning, and they really get to be one of our little guests for a whole month and pay a lot less for that, and then go home so they can get their physical therapy with us too. But nursing and rehabs, doctor's offices, realtors, and moving companies as well, just anyone who knows a loved one or a friend who is needing that extra care and that security of being in a bigger community with security around all the time.
Yeah. Are there financial programs or insurance that covers, places like Benton House?
Absolutely. Some people invested in long-term care insurance, maybe recently or a long time ago. Long-term care insurance is a huge benefactor when it comes to paying for assisted living or memory care. The VA also has a program, their aid in attendance program. They give, for couples, up to $1,200 a month in just going towards their care at the community. There's also Elder Life Financial. So if someone's waiting to sell a house, they can get this line of credit to go ahead and move in and then pay it back after they sell their home.
I see. You see a lot of people come into the home. What mistake do you think they have made, that they would do over if they had only known more about Benton House?
I think families tend to wait to the last minute. They wait until after a fall happens or after a surgery has to happen or after mom or dad's dementia has become so progressed that they get lost and get on a bus and go somewhere. When families first inquire, sometimes it's often too late or they've already gone through the stress of a big traumatic event with their loved one. So, I really want to educate the community in seeing those beginning signs of mom or dad needing that help. And if they can see that and go ahead and inquire about that, then they can make a very good, rational, educational decision.
I see. Do you ever have people that you feel like, they kind of got pushed into being into this, into your facility?
Well, like Sherry said, no matter how old you are, you're still the parent, and you want to feel like you have the control over those things. And there are definitely seniors who come in and feel like they were pressured into it. And sometimes that may be the case, but honestly, most families come from a very loving spot in their heart to put mom into a senior living community. And our goal, too, is when she gets there, we want her to feel at home. So in her apartment, we want her to bring her own furniture, her own treasured, loved things, her own the quilt that she made 50 years ago, whatever the case may be. So we want her to feel at home as possible and know that now she's going to have a social life, which at this point in life, many seniors are home alone for a very long time, and it makes them depressed. They don't eat. Their health starts failing them. So our job is to get them in the door and make them really feel at home.
Now, do they feel differently after they've been at Benton House for a while?
I can't tell you the big differences. I mean, I've seen people who have come from the hospital who are so resistant to moving, and after, you know, the first week, they'll stay in their apartment and be kind of mad and want to call their family every day and have them come over every day and just be upset about things. But then after a week or two, one lady, for instance, she was from Jamaica, and she was in the hospital. The kids were like, okay, Mom, you're coming home, but you're not living in Jamaica anymore. You're coming to the U.S., and we have a great place for you. And she was like, what? And she's very independent, very still with it in her mind. And the first 2 weeks, she just was not having it. She was very resistant. But then she saw how she could help people. And she kind of became the little mama around the Benton House. And she got that social interaction and felt needed, where she hadn't felt that way in so long. And so she just changed very fast and now loves it. She's not leaving, that's for sure.
Are all the apartments the same, or are there different classes or levels?
We have different sizes with different views and things like that. In our Benton House, we have two beautiful courtyards. One courtyard is for the regular senior living side. One courtyard is for our memory care neighborhood. When people come and look at those courtyards, they say, oh, this one's so much more pretty and has more blooming flowers and things than the memory care courtyard. Why is that? Well, we've gone to the max as far as our memory care goes, that all of the plants in our memory care are edible. So if they have that progression and they're eating things for some reason, that's a big deal. So some of our courtyard or some of our apartments look onto a courtyard or have a patio that opens up to the courtyard. Also, they have their own private porches. So between a studio deluxe, one bedroom, and one bedroom deluxe, those are the types of apartments that we offer.
You know, quite a choice depending on what you want.
Right.
Yeah. If people need to get up with you, Holly, how can they get in touch? Website, phone number?
Come find us on www.bentonhouse, that's Benton house.com, or they can call me at 770-714-5549. My email is also alpharettainfo, at bentonhouse.com.
Super. Can you hang on for a little bit while we talk to Lorraine?
Most definitely.
Lorraine, welcome to the show. You're a realtor, and you've been listening to all these people talk about, you know, the problems that people have with senior living. Tell us about the problems, the rest of us have, and what a realtor does to solve those.
Well, thanks for having me on the show. It's a real pleasure. And I think that right now the biggest challenge that people are facing is either they're upside down in their property.
Upside down meaning?
Upside down meaning they owe more than what the property is worth. Or they've got a property that's not moving and they don't know why it's not moving. And right now, after looking at the numbers over the weekend, inventory is so low. And, you know, buyers that are out there, they're definitely out there. And they're looking for something that they don't have to do anything to. A lot of people don't have any vision. And the properties that are moving on the market right now are those that, you know, have all the upgrades, are ready. They're turnkey. You can just walk in and, you know, you're done. And I think that's why there's still a lot of foreclosures out there. People may have the money to purchase the home, but then they either don't have the money or the vision to go in and update it or rehab it or, you know, whatever you'd like to do.
So by not having good advice in terms of what you should upgrade in a house to make it saleable, it could be a perfectly good house in a beautiful place, but when you said vision, what did you mean by that? Did you mean that people just, you know, they can only see the obvious?
Yes, they can only see what's in front of them. They can't picture potentially furniture placement, or they can't picture, you know, if I were to take down the wallpaper and paint it in neutral color, how much would open up a room, or, you know, what it would look like. And that's the biggest, it's mental, but a lot of people just, they can't do it. I can walk into a home that's under construction and visualize the finished product. Majority of the people out there cannot do that.
Interesting. You would think that people would be able to get past something like, okay, well, it has wallpaper, I could take that down. But that's not the case?
No, that's not the case. And then they look at wallpaper and they think, you know, oh my gosh, I have to tear it down. It's going to mess up the sheetrock. You know, I'm going to be living in this mess with kids and dogs, or, you know, an older couple that doesn't want to do anything. They don't have the time or the patience.
All right. What was your background before that brought you to real estate, and how do you differentiate yourself from all the other realtors? And you should probably tell us what a realtor is while we're at this.
Well, a realtor is someone who actually follows the NAR, the National Association of Realtor Code of Ethics. That being said, I also sit on their Professional Standards and Grievance Committee, and that's an appointed position. And you follow the code of ethics that you're going to basically do the right thing. And there's a whole bunch of different rules and regulations. The way I started in real estate actually goes back to the beginning of my sophomore year in college. And I worked for Merrill Lynch on the mortgage-backed security trading set, at the mortgage-backed securities trading floor down at what's now Ground Zero, the World Financial Center. And I remember my boss sitting me down saying, okay, this is the life of a Ginnie Mae. Everybody knows Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. Ginnie Mae no longer exists. And it intrigued me. And ever since then, it doesn't matter where I go. If I'm on vacation, I will pick up a real estate magazine. I love it. My husband thinks I'm crazy, but I love it. It's ingrained in me. I have a passion for it. And of course, the people. I'm very much a people person.
What do you bring to the real estate industry that the average realtor doesn't?
Well, I've been licensed since 1988 as a realtor, so I've got a lot of experience. I was also an appraiser for 3.5 years in Westchester County in New York, so I understand the whole appraisal process. I've also been a loan officer, as well as an investor. So I think at this point, I pretty much cover the spectrum. I have the knowledge to help someone, you know, get the best deal on purchasing a property, as well as when we go to sell a property. I really run the numbers so that, you know, you're not going to get lowballed. And I can go back and say, okay, well, look, this is the valuation. And to this day, I know a couple of years ago, a lot of people were having deals fall apart because of the appraisal process. That has never happened to me. I've never had a deal fall apart because of an appraisal on either end, the buy side or the sell side.
Because you understand what, components of value of the, you know, the appraiser will look for.
Correct.
And can look at the market and determine, you know, what the likely selling price is and what that house will support.
Correct. And I have also gone back for a seller and challenged an appraisal when the buyer's lender came in too low and won.
Well, that's important because you can't close a loan, you know, the house without the loan to close it.
Correct. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, you said something about investors. I wanted to circle back around to investors.
Sure.
Yeah, you said you were an investor.
Correct.
Do you work with investors, and what can you do for an investor?
I do work with investors. I actually have a company that I consult with. Over the last 2 years, they've purchased about 12 properties. I help them do the research for it. They actually are cash buyers, and they buy at the steps. And when the process is done and they've purchased, I go back in and help them, you know, figure out what upgrades should be done, where they should put their money. And they have seen an amazing rate of return.
No. What can you do to help a investor that, you know, another realtor couldn't do? I mean, anybody that, you know, presumably understands the process could find the properties. But if there are repairs, things like that, you know, do you have any special thing you can bring to the table for that?
I, from having helped so much, I'm really good at estimating repair numbers. So if someone goes in and they look at a property, I'll go through it and, you know, go through the checklist of what needs to be done. And I pretty much, I say I ballpark it, but I'm usually really close within a 10% spread. So if I say something's going to be 20 grand, it's pretty much 20 grand. And we're actually in the process of purchasing a house ourselves in South Carolina. And I've gone through it, done the budget. And just this weekend, we sat down and really wrote out the numbers, and I'm dead on.
Yeah. So that can really turn what looks like a bad property that needs mostly cosmetic stuff or relatively inexpensive repairs into a good investment then.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. So when you've been working with deals that fell apart, you know, what's the biggest reason that you can't close a deal? I mean, I hear about short sales and all sorts of things like that. I mean, you know, are those, you know, what goes on?
The only ones that I have not been able to close because it was totally out of my hands, you know, was actually a short sale earlier this year. You know, we have no control over the banks, and I think that's the biggest frustration that we as realtors, as well as sellers and buyers, run into. To give you an example, I had a property that was under contract for full list price, which was more than, in my opinion, what the appraised value was. I went back to the bank. They had all the paperwork. They're notorious for losing paperwork. So after four or five resubmittals of the same thing.
Is there a message there for what you should do if you're having to do a short sale in terms of keeping copies?
Yes, keep copies of everything. You know, we thought we were good to go. Everything had been in the system. I had gotten an update through what's called the Equator system, which a lot of the larger banks use. Thought we were good to go. The first Tuesday of the month comes, which is foreclosure day, you know, in Georgia, the first Tuesday of every month. And 2 days later on Thursday, I get a phone call from another real estate company telling me, oh, well, we see your information on the listing and, you know, you need to transfer it over. And I was like, what are you talking about? Well, what happened was the bank foreclosed the Tuesday before. My client didn't know. I had no notification. We thought we were going to be closing in 3 weeks, and the bank went and sold the house. After trying for three more months after that, because the buyer still wanted to purchase the property, there was nothing we could do. So that's frustrating.
I would say so to everybody except
yes.
The bank.
Exactly.
Yeah. So if people want to get in touch with you, Lorraine, how do they get in touch with you? Website, phone number?
Sure. The best way to get a hold of me is my phone number. My direct number is 404-429-7354. My email is last name, first initial. It's Beatol, Beatol, @comcast.net. And my website should be up and running in the next day or two. I'm updating it, and that's LorraineBeatol.com.
And you spell Beato with a B as in boy?
Exactly correct.
Beato?
Yes.
Okay. Well, what did you learn from the other today that you didn't know before we all got together?
Wow. Okay. probably the extent that the assisted living industry will go to make that person, the senior coming into their community, at ease. Just as we feel we want to do the same thing. And on the realtor side, it's that dedication, that level of pulling it all together, making it happen, and dedicating as much as we want to the same industry.
I think that Lorraine brought a good point. When people are buying and selling homes, you know, really know the history of your real estate agent and know that they have been around the block, per se. And with you, Lorraine, you've done all of the things, like you said. And I think that would bring great comfort to me if I were buying or selling a home. I think that's very good for the rest of the community to know. As far as our movers, I did not know that they put so much care and empathy into moving their clients and their families. Hanging pictures and putting the soap in the dish. I mean, it sounds like small things, but the little task can become so overwhelming to that person moving. So I appreciate knowing that I have two new resources that are very, that know their stuff. And I can feel like I've made a good informed decision when referring families out to you guys.
Well, thank you. And for Holly, that's becoming, I think, a really big market. You know, with aging seniors, that are still active. I mean, I look at my mom and knowing that there's a really nice place that they could go to that has the outside gardens where they're still independent, but they've got the care if they need it right there at their fingertips. And as far as Chris and the movers, I think that's great because it is very difficult to move older people. And I think the fact that they will take the time to let someone cry on their shoulder, it's very important. Like I said, I see it right now going on in my family. And you need to take that time. They are still people. And I think that personal touch is very important.
Now, before we go, did anyone have anything they wanted to say that we didn't get a chance to say when you were on?
I would just like to announce to the community that Benton House does free seminars for families, educational seminars. As we talked about the VA providing benefits for senior living, we are doing a VA aid in attendance seminar this Thursday, November 1st, at the Greater North Fulton Chamber of Commerce. This is a free event. We have Keith Dawkins from Aging Options coming to speak, and families really get to know, are they eligible for the VA benefits, how to get started, and what benefits they can receive. So that starts at 10:30 in the morning, November 1st, and I'd love for anybody who wants to come to be there.
Chris and I are very willing to come out and talk to seniors and or their families for an hour-long consultation, a little bit longer if need be, free of charge.
Absolutely.
To give them a road to start down if they're able to do some of these things themselves, or to give them an overall view of what it will take to make it happen.
Or any group that works with seniors
Sure. Should
be glad to do that too.
Absolutely.
Sure. Anything else, Lorraine?
Well, there's only one, and you're going to laugh, but it's kind of my little personal, I don't know, whatever you want to call it. You had said something earlier as to what got me started, and actually, having met Donald Trump several years ago and reading his book, having read his book and then having met him a few months later, just really fueled my passion for what I did. And I had read all of his books. And I just think that's just kind of a neat FYI.
Absolutely.
Well, we don't have very many people that have ever met Donald Trump. So we can bask in the reflected glory of our esteemed guest. All right. Well, thank you for coming. We'll close the show now. And everybody, again, thank you for being on our show. And for our listeners, we'll be back
again. Appreciate the opportunity.